Too Good with Jenny and Tony on Magic 105.3.
Too good.
Don't you mean too well?
No, I mean too good.
Baby, how you feeling?
Yeah, Paula from San Antonio here on the phone. What is Paula's little free pantry and why did you start it?
So Paula's Little Free Pantry is a 24/7, essentially free food cabinet, kind of like your Little Free Library. And there's also a fridge that's housed in its own fridge box sized cabinet for free food access to anyone who needs it. You don't need to pre-qualify. You don't need to ask for permission. You can show up like it's your best friend's house and take whatever you want out of there that's in there.
I love that.
That's such a good way to describe it. So you've got the cabinet that has like the food and also toiletries. There's feminine products. Mm-hmm. There's clothing.
Oh, wow.
And then the fridge, which I like that it's called the fridge.
F-R-E-E.
Yep,
yeah. So how is it being supplied? Like, who's putting stuff in the pantry and the fridge?
So yeah, it's anyone who wants to donate. Of course, there's rules. You know, we are subject to city health guidelines. So no raw meat, nothing like that. But we have an Amazon wish list. So if you go to our Instagram, which is Paula_LittleFreePantry, there's an Amazon wish list in the bio. So we have people from all over the country who will order things and it lands on my doorstep and it goes right into the pantry.
I love that.
And then, yes. And then we have, you know, Cash App and Patreon. So Patreon, if you want to be a monthly subscriber, is Paula's Little Free Pantry. You can find us there. And I use that money to buy fresh produce to put in the fridge so that our visitors have something healthy and fresh to eat.
We know that little things matter most. You know, we kind of tend to forget that. But this, it makes a big difference for somebody who really needs it.
Yeah.
And it's such an amazing thing. And it's here local in San Antonio.
Paula, where are you located?
We're at 924 Potomac 78202.
924 Potomac 78202. Okay. And Paula, who would you say is using the pantry? Is it all kinds of people? Is it homeless, but mostly?
It's all kinds of people. So yes, we also have our on-house visitors who visit often. We have construction workers. We have families. Yeah. We have neighbors. We have, you name it, they're here to our pantry. And we'll get messages, you know, private messages of, hey, do you have anything in there right now? Can I come visit? Is there anything to pre-qualify? Because we're on a big list through Hovita Idara Little Free Pantry. They keep a list of all the pantries and fridges in San Antonio so you can find one near you. And yeah, just all walks of life come to visit. And little kids do too. That's what I like too. Like, we have a pair of young boys who like to mow the lawn and they'll stop by and grab a water on their way with their equipment down the street.
Oh my goodness.
That's so nice. Now, Paula, what would you say is in highest demand right now? What are you looking for? I know it's really hot outside.
Definitely water and Gatorade, popsicles. Those three would be the top ones.
Yeah.
And then easy to carry snacks like breakfast bars, the soft ones that are easy to eat, like your Nutri-Grain strawberry or blueberry bars. Those would be right up there.
Again, it's refrigerated and you're providing the electricity for this, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is something that I'm a fan of. I'll post about it from time to time. I'll tag Paula online. Paula, I know you mentioned it before, but where can people go to follow you and get this information? Maybe on social?
Yes, we're on Instagram. So it's Paula_LittleFreePantry. And then you can also utilize Patreon, which supports, you know, artists and advocates like myself, and subscribe monthly and donate and find out updates that way. And it's Paula's Little Free Pantry on Patreon as well.
Paula, we love you to death. Thank you so much for letting us in on this.
Yeah, I really hope people contribute. I mean, just think about it. What, $3 gets a pack of water? Think about how much that would impact someone.
Exactly. Paula, thank you.
Thank you.